Sense. What's around?
Hello, my name is Sandra and I would like to welcome you to this episode of the Blind Square podcast. Today I would like to show you how you can use the Revo keyboard to control Blind Square. Maybe some of you have already heard about the Revo. It's a small palm-sized device that you can use to control your iPhone. It supports probably most voiceover functions. It is a great way to use your iPhone if you prefer buttons over a touchscreen, but still need a very small device to use your phone. Many of you will know that Blind Square also has an audio menu that lets you control Blind Square without touching the screen of your device. It uses the music controls of the headset, but unfortunately, not all headsets do have all of the music controls that you need. Some of our users prefer small mono headsets that have just one earpiece, and these often don't have all of the buttons required to use the audio menu. Now, for those people who prefer a mono headset, the Revo might be a good addition because it would let them use a lot of Blind Square's features without having to touch the screen of their phone, and they could still use their one earpiece headset. Now I will describe the Revo to you. I will not do it in very much detail because there already is an excellent podcast by David Woodbridge on the Revo. I think it can be found on Apple Viz, and I will put a link in the show notes. The Revo is a oblong device. It has a mini USB port at the bottom edge that you use to charge it. On the back, there's some writing that I can feel. I don't know what it says. And in the top left, there's a little button on the back that you use when you need to pair the device. On the left edge, we've got the power button. And then the top of the device is covered in 20 buttons. There are 5 vertical rows of buttons, and each row has 4 buttons. The buttons on the left side of the device are called L1 to L4. And the buttons on the right side of the device are called R1 to R4. Now there are still the 3 rows of buttons in the middle, and they look a bit like the buttons of a phone. The second button in the top row is the 1, the third is the 2, and the fourth is the 3, and then the fifth, of course, is R1. The 5 is concave, so you can easily feel it, and it's in the center of the device. And then the bottom row is first, of course, L4, at bottom left, and then asterisk, then 0, and then the hash key. And bottom right button is the R4 key. In this podcast, I will show you a bit how to navigate the screen of Blind Square using the Revo. For more voiceover-related information, you can read the manual or listen to David Woodbridge's podcast. But this is mainly about what benefits using this device can bring you when you use Blind Square. I will start Blind Square now.
Calendar, Tuesday the 28th of July.
I'm on the main screen now, and the Revo is paired through Bluetooth with my device. And the 4 and the 6 key are equivalent to sweeping right and sweeping left, so I can use them to find my Blind Square beta version, which I'm going to use because it's easier to find for me on the phone using the Revo. So I press 6 to swipe right.
Notes, contact, weather pro, digibike, voice, Twitterific, apps, BS beta. Double tap.
Blind Square beta. I press the 5 to confirm. That's the same as double tap.
BS beta, search, button.
And the voiceover focus is in the top left corner of the screen as always. And now I can, the same way, using 6 and 4, just navigate the screen of Blind Square.
Add place, button. Double tap to add a place to your My Places list.
I press 6 again.
Tools, button. Foursquare, button. Other, button.
So whenever I
double
press
tap
a button,
open the other menu.
It's as if I swipe right with voiceover. If I press 4, I go back.
Foursquare, tools, add place, search, button. Double tap to perform a search.
If I press the 7, that's jumping to the last screen item, and that would be the sleep mode button. Let's see if it works. I press 7.
Sleep mode. Switch button.
Now, I'm at the bottom of the screen.
Double tap to switch off blind square to save battery life. Double tap to toggle setting.
Pressing 4 will bring me to the accuracy button.
Accuracy. 10 meters. Button.
And pressing 5, I can now toggle the button.
Speed. 0 kilometers per hour. Heading. Compass. North. Accuracy. 65 meters.
And back to accuracy. So 5 is like double tapping. Now I will go to the top of the screen again, top left, by pressing 1.
Search. Button. Double tap to perform a search.
The equivalent voiceover gesture is tapping with 4 fingers at the top of your screen. And now I'm going to turn on media playback mode. The advantage of this mode is that I can now play, stop, go to next track, previous track, fast forward and rewind by just pressing 1 button. Usually I would have to press 2 buttons. I go to media playback mode by pressing L3 and 1. And we didn't hear any feedback, except we heard the buttons click. Now, if I press 1, that's equivalent to play, the audio menu should start. And if I press 2, it should stop, because 2 is the stop key. I press 1 for play.
Location. Sleep mode.
And it worked. I'll stop the audio menu
around
by pressing 2. So now I can have my mono one earpiece headset. The phone could be somewhere in a backpack or wherever. And I could use the audio menu through the Revo. There are more features that the audio menu offers. So let's again go through the buttons. 1 is play. 2 is previous track. And 3 is next track. And pressing previous track also tells you your current location if the audio menu isn't running.
Your location. Nearest crossing is Victor Beaton Street, Albrecht R. Devil Street and Post Street, distance 75 meters at 1 o'clock. Address is Victor Beaton Street 15, Hall, heading northeast.
So this is my current address. I can press 3, that doesn't do anything if audio menu isn't playing. So we just hear the sound. But I can press and hold 3, that will increase the blind square radius.
50 meters, 70 meters.
Now I should hear for a few places.
Medical Center, Ziekenhuis Hall. About 25 meters. Non-profit, ACLVB. About 65 meters. Residential building, apartment condo, Casa Mimen Peep.
Press
about 11 meters.
3 to go to the next
hardware
sentence.
Hardware store, clothing.
And that's all. So it also lets me fast forward to the next sentence of blind square. Pressing and holding the button 2 is equivalent to rewind, and it will decrease the blind square radius. I'm doing that now.
70 meters, 50 meters, 25 meters, 25 meters.
And we're at 25 and we can't go any lower. I'm using fast forward and rewind, so pressing and holding 2 or 3, I can also fast forward or rewind the audio menu. So I will start the audio menu now and then press 3. You will see that it then plays a bit faster, and I will afterwards press 2 again, and then you will see that it plays backwards, that the items are played backwards and also a bit faster.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Around me. Start tracking.
Rewind.
GPS info. Time. GPS info. Start tracking. Around me. Look around. Sleep mode. Location.
So we're back at the start of the audio menu. The Revo is a great tool to control the audio menu, but there's more that you can do. Obviously, on an iPhone, you also need to input text sometimes, and this is why the Revo does have a text input mode. I have to apologize because I will not be able to show you the text input in very much detail. That is because you have to buy the Revo specific to your language. So I would have had to buy a German or an English device so I would know how the keyboard works. But I got a Dutch device, and I don't know how the keyboard there works because they've got a different layout. So I can't demonstrate this in very much detail, but I have found a way to at least show you one command. And if you decide to buy the Revo for yourself, you will have to choose the right model for your language anyway. And then you will have to consult the manual to find out how to input text and which button corresponds to which letter and so on. But I think this will suffice to give you at least an idea.
I would like to clarify that I've got the Dutch version of the Revo here because a friend of mine was kind enough to give it to me so that I could record this podcast. So if you are interested in ordering a Revo, you can rest assured that you will receive the language model that you order.
You may know that it is possible to control Blind Square through text input commands. You can see that if you connect a regular Bluetooth keyboard to your device, start Blind Square, and then just type something. For example, ?, I think that should open the help. Or you can type share, that will open the share location screen. Or you can, I think, also try type search, that should open the search screen. And you don't even have to type search, maybe SE or SEA would be enough. You only have to type in enough letters for Blind Square to recognize the command, and if you want a list of commands, you either press ?, or you write help. There's also a podcast about this where Johanna demonstrates how she uses her Braille display that has text input capabilities to control Blind Square. It is only important to enter text using an external device, so that can either be your Bluetooth keyboard, although that would be quite impractical, or you can use your Braille display if it has text input capabilities, or you can use the Revo keyboard, which is of course very small, and you would be able to have it in one hand and your cane in the other hand, and your phone would be in a pocket or a backpack or somewhere, and you would be able to control Blind Square through it. Now, for this to work, I have to turn on text input mode, and to do this, I press L3, so this is the button in the left row, the third from the top. I press it, and now I'm in text input mode. And now I will write SH, and that's enough for Blind Square to recognize the share command. Let's see.
H.
I wrote SH. You heard the clicks that confirmed that a letter was entered. And I pressed the return key, and that is the R3 key. So on the right side of the device, the third from the top.
Share my current location. Back. Button.
I've now opened the share screen through the Revo, and I can now again return to navigation mode by pressing R4, that's in the bottom right corner of the device. And now I can navigate the screen with 6 and 4, that's swiping forward and backward.
Share my current airdrop button.
Swiping left and right, rather.
Address. Vic, optional comment, email, button.
And here's the email button, and now I will pretend that I want to share my current location through email. I'm on the email button now, and I can press 5 to select this.
Email. Share my current location. Cancel, button.
And now an empty email has opened. Oh no, it's not really empty, but it has my location information in it.
Shared location, Victor Beaton Street 15, send, dim, 2, text field.
I could enter an address here if I knew how to enter text with this version of the Revo. But I will go back to the top left by pressing 1.
Cancel.
I'm on the cancel button and activate that pressing 5.
Alert. Delete draft. Button.
And I will delete the draft.
Delete draft. Share my current location. Back. Button.
I'm on the back button.
Double tap to
press
return
5.
To the previous screen. Back. Search. Button.
And now I'm
double
back
tap to perform a search
on the main screen of Blind Square. I hope this has given you an idea of whether the Revo in conjunction with Blind Square and maybe a mono headset could be useful for you. Again, if you want more information about Revo, which is a great device, then just go and look for David Woodbridge's podcast on AppleViz. Revo is spelled R-I-V-O, so I don't know what RI stands for, but VO obviously stands for voiceover. The Revo is manufactured in Korea, and that's where you order it, from Mobience. So that's Mobience. That's the name of the company. But I will also include a link to their website. It costs $129 plus $15 for shipping. And if you buy 2 units, then shipping is free. So maybe it's good if you've got a friend who also wants a Revo to pair up with them to save on shipping costs. If you want to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter. That is @blindsquaregps. Or you can also subscribe to the international mailing lists, where people from all over the world help each other and discuss Blind Square, answer questions, and so on. If you want to subscribe there, you can go to www.blindsquare.com/help. And you will find a link where you can subscribe to the mailing list. The address is a bit long, so that's why I'm not mentioning it here. And then you can get help or hear more about Blind Square from people all around the world. Or if you have some question or problem with Blind Square and don't want to subscribe to the list, you can also write directly to support@blindsquare.com. I hope this has been helpful to some of you. Bye for now.
Makes you sense. What's around?